Folks, I want to introduce you to our new friends over at Canopy and their line of CBD products. I used to wake up several times during the night, which made it hard to get out of bed in the morning and left me really feeling less than myself all day. But I can tell you from personal experience, my sleep has dramatically improved since I started using Canopy Nighttime Blend. Now I sleep straight through the night and wake up refreshed every morning. If sleep isn't your issue, they have a variety of products that can help you out. If you struggle with muscle aches after a workout or a day out on the golf course, if you have first tee jitters or your knees lock up in your backswing, check out trycanopy.com. That's TRYKNIBI.com and look at their selection of tinctures, creams, and gummies that can give you the edge after you exercise or while you're out on the golf course. And really, just make all of your days better. Their hemp is 100% grown in the U.S., and you know we love that. And when you choose Canopy, you are choosing prized harvest, expert extractions, and precision manufacturing with zero artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. So if you need help sleeping through the night like me, relief from muscle aches, or the pressure of a busy day, give Canopy a try. Again, that's trycanopy, TRYKNIBI.com. And if you use coupon code TNT, you're going to get 20% off your first order. Again, trycanopy.com. You're going to be glad you did.
Hear NFL legends, players, coaches, and media members from around the country sharing their insights and stories with us year-round. Here on Thursday night, Tailgate.
All right, now back and making his 13th appearance with us here on Thursday night, Tailgate, is former Steelers Pro Bowl linebacker LaVon Kirkland. Let me remind you about LaVon's background. He's from Lamar, South Carolina. Played his college ball at Clemson, where he was a consensus All-American in 1991. He is also a member of their All-Century team and was inducted into their Hall of Fame in 2001. He was also inducted into the state of South Carolina's Athletic Hall of Fame in 2008. And in 2017, he was inducted into the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. He was inducted into Clemson's Ring of Honor that year as well, and it was a second-round draft pick when he entered the NFL in 1992 by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he played in the NFL from 92 to 2002. All but the final two seasons were with Pittsburgh. He spent 1 year each in Seattle and Philadelphia. He was selected to the Pro Bowl in back-to-back years in 1996 and 97, and he was the Steelers team MVP in 98 and 99 and was named to the NFL's all-decade team for the 1990s. LaVon is also a member of our guest Hall of Fame. He is now the vice president of the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame, and we're thrilled he is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, LaVon, Chris and Bob, thanks for coming back on the
show.
Welcome
back, LaVon. Man, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
LaVon, I got to start off tonight by getting your thoughts on the Steelers. It's been a roller coaster season so far. Most people sort of left them for dead after getting blown out by Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago, but a huge win over the Ravens last week. What's your expectation for them the rest of the way?
Well, you know, I know that Coach Tomlin would have those guys playing very hard. They're going to compete. You know, they are going through what we call a roller coaster this year, where you don't know where Ben is as far as what he's going to bring to the table. I think this is his last year. They're fighting for their lives right now, and I think tonight's game is going to be very interesting.
Devin Bush has been under a lot of heat this season. I've seen several plays where he seems to be flat-footed, either waiting to try to figure out what's going to happen or waiting for the blocker to come engage him. Your thoughts on what you've seen from Devin Bush. Is this a guy that still just needs to kind of get over the knee injury from last season, maybe playing a little tentative? Or, I don't know, what's your assessment?
Yeah, I think he's playing a little tentative. I don't know if it's his knee or what the case may be. But, you know, sometimes, man, if you're not playing with a lot of confidence and you have a few bad games, it can really affect you. And it seems like it really is. It seems like he's a little confused, not quite knowing where to go. And I think when you have that going on, it makes it harder for you to be natural and in the flow. And right now, he's just not in the flow for what I see. He seems to be thinking and overanalyzing it instead of just going out there and playing the game, making some plays. You're going to miss some tackles. You're not going to do everything right. but the worst thing a player can be is in his head, and it really seems like he's there now. I'm not sure if it's a knee injury or not.
LeVon, I want to go back to your playing days, and one of our loyal listeners, John O'Reilly, a big Steelers fan, he wanted me to ask you, as a bigger linebacker, how are you able to move so fast and cover guys in the secondary?
It's an ancient Chinese secret. Let's see. You know, when I came in, I always contribute a lot of the way that I moved to being able to play multiple sports in high school. You know, I played basketball, I ran track. Of course, I played football. You know, we didn't have a tennis team, but me and my cousin, we played a lot of tennis. So I think all that movement really actually helped me out. And then, you know, at Clemson, I was playing more of an outside linebacker / DN. And when they moved me to the inside, it just took me a little while to get it, but I think I was a better athlete than probably most inside backers or middle linebackers. And so it fit me. So I think being able to do all that movement, I was big, but I was well put together. And it just helped me out. I really believe that my size was really my advantage, especially when handling the run game, offensive linemen, our fullbacks. It was my advantage, and I understood coverages. I understood angles. I knew what people were trying to do, and I was just very disciplined when it came to covering guys. So if I had somebody deep, I knew I wasn't going to get beat deep, plain and simple. And I think if you do that, you can be very successful in the league. But also, too, man, I was just really blessed. I had some great teammates as well, great coaching. And, you know, my father and mother were really praying for me, so that it all worked out for me. And it really kind of has to work out for you. So I contribute all that to my success.
Bob, questions for LeVon?
Hi, LeVon. It's great to have you back. And I'm going to kind of stay on that same subject as far as when you came out of Clemson, LeVon, when you get to the pros, a lot of times we talk to former players who were quote-unquote in the skill positions, and they all say the same thing. The difference between college and pro is the speed of everything. Now, a guy like yourself that was more in the trenches dealing with linemen, did you find the kind of the same thing, LeVon? Tell me about the linemen, the difference in the line play at both levels.
Well, you know, I think it happens on every level where when you first play on a certain level, high school, you may struggle your freshman year, and then you get better and better and better. Same thing with college. I think that, you know, your freshman, you're going against guys who are older, stronger, a little bit more skilled, but then you kind of catch up, especially if you're a really good athlete, a really good football player. Now, when I came into the league, that first practice, I saw guys moving around, especially the offensive linemen. I was like, whoa, these guys can move. It just seemed like everybody could just really move. Everybody was smart. It was an eye-opener. It really was. You realize that guys you never heard of, but if they're in this league, man, they can play. And they can play well. And so that means either you get your game up and you become a professional, or you're not going to be there very long. You know, unless you get hurt or something like that. But it was an eye opener. I can't believe that guys that big could move that fast and that quick. I mean, going against the Monty Dawson, Carlton Hasserig, John Jackson, Tunch Ilkins. These guys were moving so fast. I've never seen offensive linemen do that. So, yeah, that's the difference. You know, these guys are moving fast, and they know how to run in space. They're smart. Everything you want in a football player, that's what you see at the pro level.
LeVon, you've told us in the past how blessed you were to have played under these great coaches. You said it already tonight again. You had a Hall of Fame head coach. And I'm looking at some of the ones that were there when you came into the league, Dom Capers and LeBeau and Marvin Lewis. And comment on those guys, what you learned right off the bat, especially from Marvin Lewis, who was the linebackers coach.
Wow. From Marvin, I just really learned how to be precise as far as my technique concerned. Marvin was all over me. Mm. You know, when when he was there, and probably because I was the only guy that he could really coach. I mean, Greg and Kevin wasn't really listening half the time. And you know, it was me and Chad that really were coached pretty heavily because we were new inside backers. So he really taught me a lot of technique, being precise. And I had to end up being very precise as far as my footwork was concerned because he really harped on it, which was, you know, I didn't always appreciate it at the time, but I really, once I opened my mind to it, he was absolutely right. I tell you, Don Capers to me was just very encouraging. I was a different type of linebacker with my size and everything. And Dom was just really encouraging about it. He thought I could play. And, you know, they didn't really worry about it. And Dick LeBeau, I mean, what can you say? Tim Lewis, man, they just, they really understood defense. They were risk takers. The defense that we played was very innovative. And they just got a collection of guys that really bought into what we were doing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think we were the team that kind of brought the Steelers back, especially from a defensive standpoint. And it was a lot of fun playing. It really was.
LeVon, let's take that a step further. Talking about the defense, and as I told you, when we were communicating earlier in the week, Greg Lloyd was on the show with us last week. And one of the things that Greg talked about was how people came out to see your defense play in the middle of the 90s. They weren't there to watch the offense. What brought them to the stadium was watching your defense. That sound right to you?
Yeah, you know, yeah, that sounds about right. I'm telling you, man, we were hot. We were really good. We had, you know, a collection of linebackers who could all make plays, that played on a Pro Bowl level at some point in time. Rod Woodson, Hall of Famer. Carnell Lake, who's probably one of the most underrated DBs that ever played, ever. And then we had Dan Perry, who's one of the smartest guys that I know that ever played free safety. We had a collection of guys who could play. Our defensive line was great. They were unselfish. They did a lot of two-gapping. It was a lot of fun. And then we were all 90s, that front seven. We were all 90s. And I think it kind of confused a lot of people. But we really played with a lot of joy, and it was a lot of fun, and we had a great time, and it was electric back then. It really was.
And LeVon, you mentioned about the guys you had to go up against at practice, and Greg also talked about how you really played four games a week. You had a game on Wednesday, you had a game on Thursday, you had a game on Friday, and Sunday was kind of easy because of the physical games that you'd already played that week.
Oh man, our 9-on-7. I mean, just the way we practiced with Coach Kern, it was like, man, you had to practice hard with him. There was no doubt about it. I mean, he was a special teams coach, and he had to really get everything he could. He had to practice hard. We had to do the same thing. We went after it. We got after it. And the games were easy. And I tell you what, man, those guys on the offensive line, man, we had some good offensive linemen. Has some really great running backs. So we were always a really tough team, and we practiced tough. So therefore, in a game, it just kind of flow. Your muscle memory just kind of take over. And I think the way we practice is the reason why you saw the results on Sundays, because we were a tough-nosed team and we played hard.
Von, I'm curious to get, this is more for my education, really, because when I watch, obviously, this past weekend against the Ravens, I mean, the Steelers defense did a great job pretty much the whole game. But then on the Ravens last series, they were giving up several big chunk plays. Why do defenses often go into what, I don't know if it's a deep zone, if it's the prevent defense that we've heard about forever, which allows big plays instead of just sticking with what's worked out for the whole game?
Well, a lot of times teams do that because they're trying to prevent the big play, the play that can kill you downfield. And especially depends on what kind of lead that you have. A lot of times you want to, you know, hey, you can have, you know, these underneath, but we're just not going to let you score. And they have the clock running against them. So I think that's why a lot of teams do that, because if you keep blitzing or whatever you're doing, you may be susceptible to a big play downfield. So a lot of times teams do that to play it safe. I'm with you in a lot of ways. I think that sometimes, you know, keep being aggressive. I really feel that if you're aggressive, that more likely great things are going to happen than not. But, you know, it's kind of an old thing, you know, God, it's a copycat league, and guys kind of, you know, they're so aware of what everybody else does, and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to look foolish. So they get in prevent sometimes. And a lot of times what they say, prevent prevents you from winning.
Right.
So I'm with you sometimes. I mean, I understand why they do it, but I think sometimes, you know, at some point you got to trust your players and let them make plays.
Bob, one more for LeVon before we let him go.
Sure, LeVon, I think I touched on this before with you, how much of an Iron Man you were. I mean, just playing 16 games every year. And were you one of those guys, LeVon, in the off season that gave yourself that necessary time off that you really needed? Or did you just keep training and training and training, got stronger and more durable? How did that work for you?
Not, you know, honestly, I think that for me what worked was taking time off. You know, taking time off, especially when you first get out of the season, you just need to take some time off. And I will always take some time off and gradually kind of work back into it. Sometimes it's just like, you know, you just kind of play a game of basketball. You're not doing, you know, heavy work, but playing something like basketball or just kind of running around, you still get the workout, but it doesn't really feel like you're working out. And as you get along, you know, you get a little bit more intense. So I normally would take a month off and not do anything. And then after that month, I would kind of get back. When I started working with a trainer, I got back with that trainer, and we just kind of gradually worked through getting back in shape. We didn't do too much too early. We just kind of gradually worked to it until, you know, I felt like, okay, we're ready to get back. You know, we're ready to do it, and we get ready to come back on the field. So I always took some time off, like at least a month, enjoy family, just relax, because football, it takes everything out of you. So you got to get some time to recover, get your body back. And, you know, once I did that, ready to go back, got in contact with my personal trainer, we went at it.
LeVon, before we let you go, remind our listeners what you're doing now.
Yeah, you know, I am the vice president of the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame, where we educate, empower, and encourage our student athletes for their better life. In South Carolina, we're ranked 43rd in the nation as far as college and career readiness. We feel like that is an issue, so we're addressing that issue. We have a podcast, which is a leadership and sports related podcasts. We get stories from different angles, especially from people from the state of South Carolina that have been legends that have played the game. And then also, you know, I do some speaking, and then I also, I'm also going back to school to get my graduate degree in psychology. So I do a lot of stuff, man. I really do. So it's really cool, though. I'm getting back into my groove. So that's a good thing. And, you know, I'm a single father. So,
LeVon, how can our listeners stay up to date with all those great things you're doing and follow you, whether it's online or it's on social media?
Yeah, well, I'm on Facebook. I'm at LeVon_Kirkland44 on Twitter if you want to reach out to me. So, yeah, I'm all over. I'm on IG. I'm on everything, you know, so I'm on LinkedIn. So if you ever want to reach out and say hello, please do. If you have any questions about my days at Clemson, I'm also on, I think Cameo now, whatever, that you can just do shout outs for people. I'm doing that as well. So if you want to say happy birthday, from me to a loved one, you can do that. So I'm all over the place, so tell your listeners to reach out to me.
Absolutely. LeVon, we can't thank you enough for coming back and being a part of the show and for being a part of the show for over 10 years now. You're outstanding, my friend. We can't thank you enough. God bless. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and yours. We look forward to catching up with you again soon.
All right, man. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Take care.
See you, LeVon. That's the great LeVon Kirkland. Bob, you know, as we've said on this show many, many times, LeVon was the very first guest on the very first show that we did now over 10 years ago. And we can't thank him enough and give him enough praise for being willing to come on a show with a couple of guys that he never heard of on a show he never heard of. And he's just been outstanding every single time he comes on. I learned something and I just enjoy him every time.
Yeah, he's got a way about him, Chris. He's just so welcoming to everything. He joined us on a TV show some years ago, just wanted to come on and talk and teach people. And he just got a very, very calm way about him, which is not the way he played football, but he was just such a good guy, has become a great friend. There's a reason why he's in our Hall of Fame, and it's not because he's been on 12 times. He's just a great man.
Yes, he is. All right, Bob and I, we'll go through our five-star picks of the week, trying to get Tony Collins wrestled up to join us. We'll do that right on the other side of this real quick station break.